This RRFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello everybody, my name is Taylor Mills. Today I will read you chapter 21 of You, Me and the Land of Lost Things. It is called Coming Home, and if you enjoy it, just enjoy it. So, yeah. So, we all stepped off the plank into the golden non-quicksand sand. "We did it," you shouted. "We stepped off the plank, and it's real sand," we cheered, punched in the air and stomped the sand and did a victory dance. In the future of the plank, walk to the bring us to our doom, brother. The captain's knucklehead. At all, you wouldn't have known it. We turned to see them sailing off into the distance, singing a pirate song. "Yoo-hoo, pirates, a pirate's life for us." If I ever see either of those two knuckleheads I'm going to give them a knuckle sandwich with a lot, you said. "I don't think we'll be seeing them anytime soon," I said. "Those two knuckleheads will lose all the treasure and sink the ship before too long. Mark my words. Meanwhile, it's time for us to think about heading home." "I wish you all a safe, peaceful travels," said the bull. "Now that I have my temper back under control, I want to do all I can make sure I never lose it again off my freelance. Then pen magical recruit. I saw an ad for it on the plank earlier. Would you like to come with me, Watch?" "That's very kind of you," said the Watch, "but I think I'll keep searching for my flock." "Well, I don't think you'll have to search for very long," you said, "because look up there, a flock of flying watches." "That's my flock," said the Watch. "I've got to fly, so long, and thanks for the great venture. I had the best time." "I'll miss the bull and the Watch," you said, as we stood onto the beach alone. "Me too," I said. "I hope we see them again someday. I think, in the meantime, I'm really looking forward to get home. And we still have a long, quite possibly perilous journey ahead of us. Let's go." And we all started following the path back to the clubhouse. We eventually led in a narrow ravine. As we climbed, the ravine grew even narrower and steeper. "Boy, they'll have sore legs tomorrow." "Sore what?" It was a long and difficult climb, not only up and up and up, but around and down and along as well. Strangely, the higher we climbed, the softer the rocks became. Eventually, instead of being hard, the heavy, like regular rocks, they became quite easy to push out of the way, almost like cushions. So I guess we weren't as surprised as we might otherwise have been when finally pushed our way up. And through the cushions of a couch, but not just any couch either. It was our couch. The one in our clubhouse. We made it, you said. Yes, I said, but never knew there was a rocky ravine beneath our couch. Did you know? You said, but at least we know how now, and look, there's Pookie. He was down the back of the couch too, and here's your lucky rabbit's foot as well. That's weird, I said explainingly. The rabbit's foot is definitely the one I lost, but I thought the pirate rabbit took it back. That is weird, you said. Do you think it is possible that we were down the back of the couch all this time and we just imagined the whole thing? Don't be silly, I said. My imagination's not that good. And no offense, but neither is yours. No offense taken. You said, but who cares anyway? Never we're, I'm sure, one thing. We just had the best adventure and I'll never forget it as long as I live. The end. And that is the last chapter of You, Me, and the Land of Lost Things. Bye.